Mrs. Parham, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about living on the homestead and what it was like for your family.
Oh, well, I didn't mind living on the homestead because I was brought up in the country. And I loved the country. So when my husband said he was going to homestead, I was just as happy as I could be about that. That meant that we had to leave the city, though, but I didn't mind that at all. And we had to go through some pretty hard things on the homestead, but I didn't mind that either because I was more than happy that we homesteaded because I thought it was just so wonderful when my parents homesteaded way back. And I always said that that's what I'd like to do when I grew up and had a husband. We were going to homestead. I had that in the back of my mind. And it did come to pass. So homesteading to me wasn't a bad thing. We had to go through a lot of things, but I didn't mind it at all because I was so happy out there on the homestead. I never did like to live in a big crowd of people. Like living in the city and everybody living close to each other, I never did like that. So getting away from people and going out there where it was just nobody there much, oh, I was just as happy as I could be. It's like the rabbit when they threw him in the briar patch. He says, he cried and cried till they threw him in the briar patch, but when they threw him in, he said, this is where my home is, in the briar patch. So in the woods was where my home was. I was just happy to be out on the homestead. And we had a lot to go through. Wasn't so good, but I didn't mind it at all because that's what I wanted.
Was it pretty hard work trying to keep home out there? I imagine you had these three daughters and you had crops to take care of and livestock. And
well, we didn't have any livestock. Nothing.
Well,
your
hogs and your
hogs.
Chickens. Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't have too many chickens at the time. We had a few. But it wasn't hard to take care of them. It was just a few chickens. That's nothing to take care of. But in the wintertime, you had to kill those chickens because they couldn't survive that cold weather. So that's what they was there for anyway, for us to eat. Mm-hmm. So we would kill them and put them in the freezer. And that took care of that.